Vasudeva. Hare Krishna. So again, it's an extremely great pleasure to be here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Panchatattva Prabhu, the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav and Astasakhi, the lotus feet of Srila Nrisimhadev, and now the lotus feet of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani, and to be here with all the devotees of Sri Maya Pradhan. Has anybody to turn it? I don't think it's a good one. Hare Krishna. Glasses. So we're reading from Canto 6, Chapter 12, Ritrasura's Glorious Death, text number 11. Purushaha Prakritir Vyaktam Atma Putendriyasayaha Saknuvanti Asya Sargado Na Mina Purusha Prakritir Vyaktam Atma Bhutendriyasaya Saknuvantyasya Sargado Nabina Yadanugraha Purusha Prakritir Vyaktam Bhutendriyasaya Saknuvantyasya Sargado Nabina Yadanugrahat Purushak Prakritir Vyaktam Atma Bhutendriyasaya Saknuvantyasya Sargado Nabina Yadanugraha
Yeah.
Purushaḥ,
Purushaḥ,
the generator of the total material energy. Prakriti, the material energy or material nature. Vyaktam, the principle of manifestation. Mahatattva, Atma, the false ego. Bhuta, the five material elements. Indriya, the ten senses. Ashayaha, the mind, intelligence and consciousness. Saknavanti, are able. Asya, of this universe. Sarga, ado, in the creation, etc. Na, not. Vina, without. Yet, of whom? Anugraha, the mercy. Translation, the three Purushas, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, and Shiro Dakshaya Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, please repeat. The three Purushas, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Parasya Brahmana Shaktis Tateidam Akilam Jagat. Whatever manifestations we experience are nothing but various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These energies cannot create anything independently. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Maya dakshena prakriti sayute suyate sacharacharam. The material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and non-moving living beings. Only under the direction of the Lord, the Supreme Person, can prakriti, which is manifested in 24 elements, create different situations for the living entities. In the Vedas, the Lord says, Madhyam Mahimanam Cha Para Brahmeti Sabditam Vetsya Vesya Anugrahu Itam Me Sam Prashnair. Since everything is a manifestation of my energy, I am known as Parabrahman. Therefore, everyone should hear from me about my glorious activities. Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 10:2, Aham Adir Hidevanam, I am the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of God, it is the origin of everything, and no one is independent of Him. Srila Madhvacharya also says, Anisha Jiva Rupena. The living entity is Anisha, never the controller, but is always controlled. Therefore, when a living entity becomes proud of being independent, being an independent Ishvara or God, That is his foolishness. Such foolishness is described in the following verse. Purusha prakritir vyaktam atma bhutendriya asaya saknuvantyasya sargado navina yadanugrahat. The three Purushas, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, and Shuddha Dakshaya Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Sri Madhrupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasri Gaura Bhaktam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes to the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So anyway, they were supposed to SMS me the number of the verse, so I hadn't seen this verse before. And I'm very astounded because I would have done some more research. Because it says the three Purushas, Karna, Garbha Dakshaya, and Kshirodaya Vikshu, along with all the, gives all that we know, we're well aware that the material nature, the total material energy, the ego, the senses, etc., 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 cannot work without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I was always under the understanding that these three Purushas were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I really don't, if anybody asks a question, I don't know exactly the situation of this verse. But it's very interesting that even they cannot act without the Supreme Personality, direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we're well aware, just like Prabhupada points out the verse, Maya Adyakshena Prakriti Suyache Sacha Charam. Maya Adyakshena. Just like in Hindi, probably also in Bengali, president means Adyaksh. Huh? Also in Bengali, eh? So Maya Adyaksh, under my direction. Maya Dakshina Prakriti, this material nature is going on under my direction. Krishna is controlling everything. It said in the Veda, it said not even a leaf is moving without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we see, contrary to what the material scientists tell us, that the material energy is unable to act by its own. They'll have us believe that there was a big explosion, everything went spinning and flying, and some of it became planets, some of it became sun, some of it became dust, cosmic dust, and asteroids and moons and so many things. And then somehow or other, some primordial soup came along. I don't know if it was offered or not. And a lightning bolt struck that primordial soup, and some little creature became created, and he got tired of being a one-celled creature, suddenly he became a many-celled creature. He got tired of being very small, he became a little bacteria. He got tired of that, he became a fish, and then gradually he became an amphibian who could go on both the land and the sea. Finally he became a lizard. He crawled out down onto the land. And then he became birds and beasts and apes and so many things, and then somehow or other, it's always somehow or other, they cannot this is science, somehow or other. But somehow or other he became a human being. So we're supposed to believe all of this. But we see from explosions we never get creation, we get destruction. It's not that if I go out in the middle of the rice field and put some bricks and some cement and some windows and some wood and some ceiling floor tiles and everything and put a big explosion, bloom, then I'll get another one of these high-rises popping up. It's not that they just popped up out of the rice fields. Somebody first of all designed it, hopefully. Then according to some contractor, everyone was working very hard. So we see creation requires some controller. Creation doesn't happen by chance. We don't see suddenly beings just coming into existence. But this is what they want us to believe, that somehow or other this whole creation and all the living beings within it just happened by chance. Now by chance is not scientific. When scientific we want to give something provable. But they always say by chance. So they believe in chance, we believe in Krishna. And Krishna is personally told in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Chara Charam. Chara means moving. We see there's some beings in this universe, they're moving, and some beings like mountains, they're achara, they're not moving. Just like when you come on Prakrama with me, then all day long we're telling you, chalo, 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 chalo. But the mountains, they don't chalo, so they're achal. Just like, you know, himachal, nidrachal, dronachal. Just like there was one mountain named Dronachal. I can't remember which dream, maybe he was on Plakshadweep. But somehow, when Giriraj came from the spiritual world, he landed on Plakshadweep as the son of Dronachal. And in Kashi, there was one rishi named Pulastra Rishi. And as all rishis like to do, and devotees also like to do, he went on pilgrimage. Just like I left Vrindavan, came here to come on pilgrimage to Gupta Vrindavan, Sri Mayapur. So, but he was a very powerful rishi. I just had to take a train and just go from one side of Bharat to the other. But he was able to cross from one dweep to another. Because we're all on Jambudweep. Just like when you come to Vrindavan, you go to Radhakund, then the Pandava will grab you and chant so much mantras, you know, Jambudweepe, Bharatkande, Mathura Mandale, Radhakund Stite, like that. So this is Jambudweep. But he was able to go from dweep to dweep. He came to that Kroncha Dweep, and he saw this beautiful hill there with so many beautiful flowering trees and fruit trees and water cascading down the sides and so many beautiful peacocks and so many kokila singing. And dogila is also singing. And so many doves singing,
Radhi Sham, Radhi Sham.
But I heard them singing this morning here also, they sing. But in Vrindavan, I don't know about here, but in Vrindavan, in Gorpranima time, they change their tune. Then they sing,
Sri Gauranidhanandapur, Sri Gauranidhanandapur, Sri Gauranidhanandapur.
So he saw this beautiful hill, and he thought, my Kashi is a very flat place, because that is called Gangatik Plain. Because just after Prayag, Ganga and Jamuna have joined together, then they flow to Kashi, Banaras. So that is all flat place. Where Ganga flows, that is all flat. We call it Gangatik Plain. So he thought, if I had this nice hill there, this would be a beautiful place to sit and do my bhajan. Because they were always looking for some nice place to do our bhajan. So he asked that hill, you please come with me. And the hill said, first you have to get permission from my father. Because the Indian children, at least, they're still mostly very obedient to father and mother. Is it? You're listening? Behind you. No, behind you. You heard? You're very obedient to father and mother. So, he said, you have to get permission from my father. So his father was nearby. He was Drona Achal. Because he doesn't move, so he's Achal, Drona Achal. So, he came there, Drona Achal immediately stood up. He said, any seva, Maharaj? Just like we go to some big industrialist office, and as soon as they walk in, as soon as they see the tilak and dhoti and kurta, immediately they stand up, oh Maharaj, any seva? And we say, yes. You just give 25,555 rupees and become life member. Then they go, any other seva, Maharaj? So Drona Achal said, and he stood up, he said, any seva, Maharaj? Yes, I want to take your son with me to Kashi. Any other seva, Maharaj? Now, somehow or other, I met so many pakka sadhus in Vrindavan. You give them 1,000 rupee note, they look the other way, no greed. These beautiful white Russian girls come, they don't even look at them. Sadhus anyway, everybody else looks at them. They all know, huh? So, no lust. But somehow or other, if you do some tiny little mistake, make some little mistake in achar, like atomic bomb goes off. This lust and anger, this lust and greed, you can control very easily. Well, not so easily, but a little bit you can control. But this anger, that's the hard one. So, Palastha Rishi became very angry, got ready to break his Brahman thread. I asked for seva, and then now you're denying, you promised seva? And now you're denying? He got ready to break his Brahmatad and curse. Are, Are Maharaj, please don't curse me. What can I do? I'm so attached. Anyway, you take my son, but wherever you place him, Achal, he will never move from that place. So Palastha Rishi thought, that's very good. I don't want him to go anywhere. So, when Govardhan heard the condition, then he became very light as a feather, and Palastha Rishi lifting up and began to fly through the skies without Jet Airways, just by his own yogic power. So he was flying all night, and early morning he came over Braj Mandal. So he began to see the beauty of this place. He slowed down. And you know, early in the morning, then certainly bodily pushings begin to make their pushing. And so Giriraj, he realized this is where he actually wanted to be. So he became a little heavy to help those pushings manifest. So then Palastha Rishi, then he set Govardhan down. He went somewhere, did his morning duties, took his bath in the river, in Jamuna. Then he came back and he tried to lift Giriraj, and he can't lift him. What's the matter? He said, my father told, wherever you put me, I never move from that place. And the Indian children, they're very obedient to father and mother, no? My father told. I just set you down for 1 minute just to do my morning duties. Anyway, my father told, all right, you stay here, I don't care. But I curse you, you will sink the one till, one sesame seed into the ground every day. So therefore, when you come to Vrindavan, you're a little bit disappointed. The first time down by Radhakund side, Govardhan is hardly manifest. In fact, it's under the ground. Kusums are over. Just to give you an idea, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that when Mahaprabhu, after discovering Radhakund and Shyamakund, we talked the other night, then Mahaprabhu came to Suman Sarovar. That time it was known as Suman Sarovar. Suman and Kusum both mean flower. So it says that Mahaprabhu saw Suman Sarovar, then he got darshan of Govardhan Hill. Now how many people have been to Kusum Sarovar? Did you see Govardhan? We never saw him. So even in 500 years, he sang so much. Mahaprabhu saw him 500 years ago there at Kusumudra. Now we don't see him anywhere. We have to go way down, almost to Govardhan town, then we see a little bit. Then after Govardhan town, he comes very tall, and by Govindakund, he's very tall, then he comes down to Poonchari. So this is the reason he's sinking into the ground by the... Actually, he's not subject to anybody's curse, but when he came down from Golok, he was too big for Brajlila, so that's why he landed on Plakshadweep. And then Krishna arranged this Leela so that he would get cursed, and because he's not subject to any Rishi's curse. This was all Leela, just so he would become the right size for Brajlila. Anyway, we got a little sidetracked from, but the point was Achal. The mountains, they're Achal, they don't chalo. So they're Achal. So both things, moving and unmoving, they're under the direction of Krishna. Everything is, as we see, just like we see the 747, or now they have what, 778 Dreamliner. They're flying through the sky, but it's not by accident. There's warehouses and warehouses full of drawings, even down to the tiniest screw. Somebody designed it, somebody tested it, before they put it in the air, in an air chamber, they tested it, then they made so many test flights. It wasn't just by chance that it just happened. And it's not by chance it's flying. There's somebody who's been trained for so many years, and just he was just on a simulator like that, and they presented with so many things, two engines just went out, and now what do you do? He's been trained. Not by chance. They don't put anybody by chance. They put somebody who's very trained up, who has some experience flying other planes, then they give him, then he has to fly co-pilot for some time, then finally he can be pilot. So nothing is going on by chance, so why should we think, when we don't see anything going on by chance in this material world, why should we think the whole creation came about by chance? And here even it's saying, even Garbhodakshaya, Shirodakshaya, and Karnadakshaya, they're not even able to manifest this material manifestation without the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, the existence of God is the most obvious thing. Just like here we have these beautiful flowers, tuberoses, Rajanigandha. So very beautiful fragrance. And people have been trying to paint flowers and peacocks for thousands of years, but they don't come even close. If you try to, you can paint a peacock feather, but the peacock feather we see, we move it, it changes colors, but our painting can't change any colors. And we can paint a beautiful tuberose very nicely, but still it's just not like the original. And there's no smell. If we smell this painted one, very bad smell will come. You smell it too much, then you'll get sick. But still they're insisting that it happened by chance. Nothing is going on by chance. Where do we see anything happening by chance? We see everything is very carefully designed, very carefully tested, very carefully controlled. Everything is controlled. So how the material scientists come up with this idea that everything is just by chance, by some big explosion? But here throughout the Vedas, so many verses, we're giving so many verses. Our favorite one, Mayadakshena Prakriti Suyate Satchatran, Aham Iradi Devanam, I am the origin of all the Devas. Even the Devas, they're not independent. The Prabhupada says here, the foolish living entity, somehow he's thinking, I'm independent. I can do whatever I want. But who's independent? Anybody is independent from death. We're seeing, day by day, all of our God brothers are leaving. We thought somehow or other we're not going to go. We thought somehow or other we wouldn't get old either. But those things are happening. It's all going on. It's not beyond our control. Nobody's independent. Just like a few days ago, America, they were celebrating their Independence Day, but they're not independent from birth or death or disease or old age. In fact, everybody admires America. Everybody's thinking, let me go to America. Huh? We're worshiping Tulsi Devi in the morning. Moraya Vilas, America, oh Dios. But every day we're reading that people became so crazy, they just go with a gun and shoot people for no reason. Almost every week we're reading it like this. This is supposed to be the greatest country, but it's so great people are going crazy there. Because they're trying to be independent. But as soon as we surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and accept Him as our controller, then our life becomes perfect. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we're sitting in the land of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just across the street from his, just across the river from his house. He said, Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilum duapade nandakishor. Manasa means the mind or heart. Deha means this body. Huh? You know that word, deha? Where did we hear it in Bhagavad Gita? Komaram jovanam jara tatra deyantara prati dhiras tatra namu. I think everybody knows this verse. Hmm? Even in the sleep, if somebody says, what is that verse in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, everybody will say. So deha means body. Manasa deha geha. We know the word griha. This is old Bengali, so we say geha. Huh? My house. Yo kichu mor. Whatever is I'm thinking is mine. Arpilum duapade Nandakishore. I'm offering at the lotus feet of to you, Nandakishore. Because we're not independent. As soon as we declare our independence, then we suffer. And as soon as we declare our dependence on the lotus feet of Krishna, then we stop suffering. Because as soon as we think you're independent and independent, that everything is mine, then you're a thief. Because everything was here before you came, it'll stay here when you're left. How can you say it is yours? It is all created by Krishna, it is all Krishna's. But we know as soon as a thief steals something, then he's always in anxiety. Oh, they may come catch me. He's always in anxiety. So in this material world, we're always in anxiety because we're a thief. We're thinking, this is mine, this is my body, this is my wife, my house, my children, my so many things. But we're a thief. And we're always afraid death will come and take it all away. The thief, he's always worried. The police will come, they'll take everything away from me. So he's always in anxiety. But the good citizen, he has no fear from seeing the police. At least in old days it was like that. Now you never know. But anyway, if I'm not a thief and I see the policeman, I don't feel any fear in my heart. But as soon as policeman's thief sees, he feels fear. So we're all thieves because we are full of fear. Mainly we're fearing death because we know death will ultimately come and take everything from us. So Bhaktivinoda is given the solution. If I have nothing to lose, then what do I have to fear? I'm going to have to give up everything anyway. Death will come. That's why we're so afraid of death, because death will come and take even this body, mind will go away. We're very attached to, even though it's old and giving so much pain and giving so much trouble, we're still attached to staying in this body. But ultimately death will come and take it away. In great fear and great anxiety. There was one devotee in Vrindavan, now he left his body in Vrindavan, Radhapati Prabhu. He was a doctor in Vietnam. And so many times he was with soldiers who were dying. He said, Doc, they're coming, Doc, they're horrible, Doc, they're coming. He couldn't understand, what are they seeing? He looked around, he didn't see anything, but they were all screaming, they're coming, Doc, they're coming. So he went to India to find out what are these people seeing at the time of death? He met some Gaudiya Math devotee and who preached to him, then he came back to Hawaii and joined ISKCON and eventually came to Vrindavan, became known as Jamuna Baba. Everywhere he went, he sprinkled Jamuna jal on everyone to begin with Jamuna Baba. So they were seeing something horrible at the time of death. He found out it was the Yamadutas. So everything is going to be taken away from us at death with great fear. But if we follow the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now, before we die, with love, we offer everything to Krishna. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilum duapade nandakisho. You're going to have to give it up sometime anyway. With great fear you'll give it up. But now if you offer with love, then there's no more fear. Then there's no more fear. So we should learn this, take advantage of this verse of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and now offer everything to Krishna. Engage in Krishna's service. Declare our dependence, not independence. Declare our dependence on Krishna. Let Him take control of our life. And then accept whatever happens. It is Krishna's mercy. Like Bhakti Siddhanta was telling the other day, all about the slaps. But those slaps, it's like he was talking about Srivas. He slapped, I can't remember who it was. And other devotee said, "You're so lucky you got slapped." Wait, so whenever we get problems in life, we just see Krishna slapping us, trying to teach us that don't stay here in this material world. Go back to home, back to Godhead. Just like the other day we were in Radhakund, and on the Sangam there's beautiful deities of Gornitai. Most beautiful Gornitai in the whole of Braj. And Lord Chaitanya's got one hand like this, saying, "Go there." And Nityananda Prabhu, he's got both hands like this. So I have two interpretations. One is he's just giving. Lord Chaitanya is bringing the mercy. But Lord Nityananda, he's just giving, both hands, giving mercy. Otherwise, the other interpretation, he said, "Come on, what are you doing out there in the material? Come on, chalo, let's go." So now, voluntarily, we should surrender with everything with love to Krishna. We have nothing to lose at the time of death. Then Krishna will come and, just like in the end of Bhagavad Gita, "I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death." Krishna will swiftly come and take us back to Him and back to Godhead. Just like we saw Kurumrupa. He was not at all afraid of death. He spent his whole life, at least half of his life, serving Krishna's cows. He said, "I just want to go back and be with Gopal." So he had no fear. We came to see him. He was ready. Because he already surrendered his whole life to Krishna's service. So he has nothing to lose, everything to gain. He led such a pious life. If you lead a sinful life, then we know after death, oh, so much trouble is coming. But if we surrender to Krishna, then we know everything is auspicious. Hare Krishna. So we should accept Krishna as a supreme controller and surrender our lives at His lotus feet. Is there any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you Prabhuji for giving such a wonderful class. Prabhuji, my question is that as you explained about Bhakti Vinod Thakur singing, that we should offer everything with love to Krishna. But practically when we are doing some service all the time or engage in different work, service, then it doesn't come in mind. Mind always leads us to that bodily conception. I'm body, everything related to me is mind. And it's really to maintain that consciousness, how we can do in the world.
The same question Arjuna asked. He said, "This mind is very difficult to control, easier to catch the wind." And nobody can catch the wind. Anybody can catch the wind here? Even Obama can't catch the wind. Even Modi. But what did Krishna say? Abhyas. By practice. Our problem is that we grew up in the internet age. We just want to click on some link and bing, lust is gone, bing, greed is gone, bing, my mind is controlled. There's no link to click on. You have to do the work. But we're lazy. Now we internet age. We just want to click. Oh, how will I control my mind? What is the link that I can click on? Mind becomes control. Practice. This internet age has made everybody lazy. They want everything right now. Right away. Why the internet so slow today? We become lazy, but there's no way around. You just have to practice. And just like you're working for some company, but all day long you're thinking about your family at home. Do they pay you or not? They still pay you, right? You did the work. Krishna will pay you. You did the work, even though your mind wasn't there. Like suppose you're getting, you have a nice IT job in America, you get $7,000 a month. But half of that, good portion of that month you're just sleeping. But still they're giving you $7,000 a month. Even a good portion, at least one third, you're sleeping. You're only working for 9 hours a day, the rest you're doing something else, but still they pay you $7,000 for the whole month of work. So you're doing Krishna's service, your mind may not be there yet, but slowly, 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 just like Prabhupada said, gave the example, girl got married, then she says, all right, where's my child? Can we say like that? I got married yesterday, now today, where's my baby? No, she serves her husband nicely after some time, after so many months, then child will come. So we can't expect it immediately. I will always remember Krishna, I'll become 100. But you keep on serving Krishna, slowly, 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 it will come. Practice, no link. And serving Vaishnavas. Any other question?
That's for your class. You mentioned that sages like Pulastya and others get angry so fast, so easily, no? And Vaishnavas are not like that. They don't get angry for our mistakes, because in the process of trying to surrender, trying to offer the personal service, we commit so many mistakes, and that's very painful. And how can, I don't know, maybe there is no way that one can overcome this tendency to...
The same thing, practice means, makes. We say practice makes perfect. Practice means in the beginning it's not perfect. We can't expect that after millions of lifetimes in this material world that we're going to get Krishna consciousness perfect. We're going to commit mistakes. Just like a small child, natural thing is, walking is natural thing, everybody's walking, but still we have to learn. And the small child, he gets up on his 2 feet and bang, he hits his head right on the corner. In America we say he gets an egg on his head. I know what you say in Bengali, but in America we say he gets an egg on the head. Does he give up? He again stands up, he falls flat on his nose, gets a bloody nose. Does he give up? He keeps on going until he gets it right. And after a couple of weeks he's driving his mother nuts, running here and there and here and there, and she can't keep up with him. The walking is not, devotional service is a natural thing. We'll commit so many mistakes, but we just have to pick ourselves up and keep on going. Even Prabhupada wrote in the sacred Bhagavatam that even someone may fall down from sannyas. Alright, let him get married and let him continue serving Krishna. In the sacred Bhagavatam, he wrote such a thing. Lord Nityananda, Prabhupada said, you can't even imagine the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Prabhupada is the full manifestation of Lord Nityananda's mercy. You make mistakes, that is natural. There's one great sage in America named Murphy. He says, to err is human, but to blame it on someone else is even more human. So we're going to make mistakes, but we just have to pick ourselves up and continue. Is that right? I would just give you an example of anger. That's even harder than lust. We should be so afraid of anger. Because that's the lust and greed a little bit. You stop eating so much sweets and overeating and so many things, and you wear funny shoes, then you can control your lust a little bit, and greed you can control a little bit, but anger, that's a hard one to control. I'm just giving warning. Any other question?
Grandes inspiraciones para mí y para él cuando estuvo en Bolivia, no sé si recuerda,
sí.
Estuvo en Bolivia, me puso el nombre de Krishnita. You remember? ¿Recuerda?
Sí, recuerdo.
My name is Cristina, but you are Krishnita. Yes. Quería preguntarle que en el proceso de rendirme a Krishna, mi gran problema siempre es la duda. Siempre la duda. Siempre estoy dudando. Esto es muy bueno, pero ¿debo hacerlo o no debo hacerlo? ¿Qué hago? ¿Cómo hago para rendirme completamente a Krishna?
So the question is that sometimes I have doubts whether I should do this, whether I should do that. So what should I do? That is why you have somebody translate for you, understand English. That is why Prabhupada created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Society means a whole bunch of devotees are living together. So some are younger, some are older. So our duty as young devotees is to take association from the older devotees. It's like we're having this class and answering questions. That is the point. So we should always, we must have someone that we trust in our lives that we can ask questions about our decisions in Krishna consciousness. And as far as doubts about, you mentioned whether I should do this, whether I should do that, that's which avenue we should take in Krishna consciousness. Other type of doubt, we have doubts about Krishna consciousness. And as I mentioned, for those who came for the class the other night, that actually doubts are the food for our faith. Because if we have a doubt and we approach the guru or we approach a senior to Vaishnava and they give the solution to that doubt, then our faith will grow. And Prabhupada said doubt means intelligence. Because we see most people, they just follow everything, whatever anybody else is doing, without questioning. Just like we see in the Samadhi in Vrindavan, we have these big, on both sides of Prabhupada's altar, there's these huge lions, big marble lions and pillars, in the form of pillars. And I see all the little villagers come in, and the first villager will see this big lion, and she'll bow her head. So the next one behind also bow her head, next one come. And they'll go all three lions, and they'll come and bow their head to Prabhupada. So in one sense, following is a good thing, but we should also have some buddhi, some discernment, some vivek. We should have some discrimination. Prabhupada said that doubt, that is a sign of intelligence. After getting our doubt satisfied, then we'll follow. Although it's good, Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita that some of them without having knowledge, just by hearing from authorities, they begin to follow. So that's also nice. But generally we should try to get all of our doubts. Pari prashnena, pari. He didn't say prashan, prashan means question. He said pari prashnena, get all of your doubts satisfied. By approaching guru or the senior Vaishnavas. Once that doubt is satisfied, don't be afraid. Everybody has doubts. It's not it's a natural thing. But the natural thing to do with the doubt is to approach someone you trust and ask them the question so that you get the solution for that doubt. Then your faith will increase and your service will increase. wherever your circle of friends, you should have somebody that you trust. Sometimes on Facebook, people write to me that this and this is going on, that's going on, what should I do? I'm 10,000 miles away, how do I know what's going on? You have to have somebody amongst your close associates whom you trust, who you can reveal your mind to. That's one of the nectar of instruction. Revealing the mind in confidence. If someone who knows you, knows your situation, I can't, 10,000 miles away on Facebook, how I can give some answer to some complicated question, some problem going on locally. You have to have amongst your local friends somebody you trust that you can go to and get your questions answered. So I think it's getting late. So since there's no more questions, we can all bow down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who has taught us that Krishna is the supreme controller. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.